I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Gary Simpson. He's the chief financial officer for the city of Marquette, and I spoke with him for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. The commission is scheduled to vote on the sale of two parcels of land tonight within the Heartwood Forest property, and they'll be holding three public hearings on proposed water, sewer, and stormwater utility rate increases. Here's more on those agenda items with Gary Simpson, City of Marquette chief financial officer.
The city obtained a grant to have a study done with a rate consultant to let us know where we are with our rates and how we need to shape those up so that the utility systems can be in good financial condition. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the results are in, and they have confirmed what we've been seeing. It's just that the consultant is recommending pretty substantial rate increases for this year and actually over the next 5 years.
Why is that necessary? What did they find?
Well, what they found was, it's a term I'll call billable flows. So each month, your meter is read, and that gives the utility billing department the flows that they can bill out. And what we've seen, particularly over the last 5 years, billable flows have decreased 25%. So even though, you know, there have been years where we've increased rates, mm-hmm. we actually have seen no increase because the billable flows are going down.
So that means like there's less usage, less?
Correct, Walt.
Yeah.
And it's actually good. People are conserving. People are using less. And it's something I hate to say, but the reward for doing that is, you know, we have to increase your rates because we do have minimum amounts that we have to collect in revenue. And that's really what these rate increases are doing. It's trying to put our utility systems on good financial standing. If you remember a couple of years ago, there was an emergency freeze during the winter. Even though we were reimbursed eventually for all of those costs, mm-hmm. during the time until we were reimbursed, we needed to float the money to keep the systems going. Mm-hmm. So if that were to happen again, say today, we'd be in really bad shape. So the consultant is recommending a five-year plan that over the next 5 years, we'll get to where we need to be. So this would be the first year of an increase, and then each year we'll take a fresh look at each recommendation the consultant gave us.
So in effect, what you're saying is because the systems are not moving as much water per se, or sewer water and storm water, because of either conservation efforts or just less usage, that in order to maintain the funds for these, you have to have these increases, according to what the consultant is saying.
Yes, correct, Walt. Hmm.
And the meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock. The public hearings are on the schedule. This is at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. Gary, coming up on the agenda are a couple of property parcel sales in the Heartwood Forest property. Tell me what's going on with that.
Correct, Walt. And this is something that's actually been in front for quite a while now, and we're just now getting to the point to where we can actually sell these two parcels. We're talking about parcel 12 and parcel 35. Parcel 12 will be sold to Viridia, mm-hmm. and they have a nice project planned, and we're also going to hopefully approve the development agreement, which will allow them to start construction. And this will also not only bring in a, you know, nice one-time influx of cash for us, but it will also increase the tax base.
I was looking this up actually on the agenda online, and I see that originally Viridia had asked for more land than what they actually decided to purchase, right?
Correct, Walt. They were also interested in parcels 9, 10, and 11, and those parcels are on hold for the time being. They already have something planned for parcel 12, and mm-hmm. so they need to concentrate on that one.
And parcel 35 is the other parcel, and this is going to be purchased by the folks with the Rippling River Resort.
That is correct, Walt. This is probably the one that's been of most interest. A lot of concern since we first started talking about it, particularly with the biker community. Everybody appears to be on board now. This is, you know, for the Rippling River project, mm-hmm. and it will still be part of the campground. So, you know, that's very nice for everybody. And it will, you know, again, bring in a one-time influx of cash and also help increase the tax base for the city, but also help preserve the trail, the biker trails and the camping experience that's going on.
That's the comments of Gary Simpson, Chief Financial Officer for the City of Marquette. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.